I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. The name of the film we're discussing here is Coherence. That's a fitting title. Quantum physics plays a strong role in the story. And yet, this film isn't so much about a coming together as it is about falling apart, about a crumbling of social niceties and relationships, about the price we might be willing to pay to avoid that. The film could well be called Dissolution, and it would have been just as suitable. A group of friends get together for a cozy little dinner party at a home somewhere in Los Angeles. They're professional couples, and a little bit of friction can be detected in the interactions, particularly in the host, Mike, an actor whose career hasn't quite gone as planned, who's played by Buffy's Nicholas Brendon, in a couple, Emma and Kevin, played by Emily Baldoni, and Maury Sterling, whose relationship is undergoing a bit of strain, and in the fact that another guest has brought with him a plus one in the form of Kevin's old flame. Still, no reason for stress. There's good food, good wine, the promise of some exotic drugs brought by yet another guest, and within everything, chat of a comet buzzing the earth and the strange effects it's having on electronics and possibly people. And then the lights go out. And that's where I've got to stop my synopsis, because part of the impact of Coherence is discovering the mechanics of what's going on as the characters do. Let's leave it at noting that Schrodinger's cat gets sighted, a mysterious black void is discovered, and color coding and a locked metal box become very important. But beyond just the quantum mechanics, what Coherence brings to the table is an incisive examination of a small subsection of humanity under stress, and how their system of interaction eventually succumbs to chaos. Maybe the film should have been called Entropy. Anyway, this is the directorial debut of James Ward Burkett, who previously wrote the story for the surreal animated film Rango, and who here makes the most of a restricted canvas. The story pretty much takes place in one house, an appreciation for the Southern Californian social ecology, and a polished cast, which includes Elizabeth Grace, Lauren Mayer, and Hugo Armstrong, who improvise most of their own dialogue. The film's not perfect. The physics here aren't as rigorous as they were in something like Primer, and not all of the behavior feels plausible, even when you understand the rules the characters are working under. But I like how the characters are expressed through their handling of this dilemma. This isn't just a gimmick for gimmick's sake. It's a neat, dark, mind-bending examination of the frailty of the social contract, and very welcome. And before I go, I just wanted to make note of another bit of weird time-space fun and games, this one going on in the Star Trek franchise universe. IDW recently sent me the first issue of Star Trek New Visions, a photo novella-style comic by John Byrne that's set in the original series universe, and it arrived right around the time that the latest episode of the fan-based Star Trek Continues video series was released on YouTube, and both happen to feature stories dealing with the Mirror Universe, that barbaric parallel universe that we first saw in the classic episode Mirror Mirror, and also a few times in other series, notably DS9 and Enterprise. Talk about synchronicity. The Star Trek Continues episode, the fairest of them all, gets props for the polish of the production. It really does look like classic Trek, maybe even a little better, and for Vic Magonia's almost spooky impression of William Shatner. But the story, completely set in the Mirror Universe, takes a too simplistic approach to showing how the bearded and even sexier Mr. Spock orchestrates a revolution after our Kirk, the nice one, has charged him with changing his brutalistic society. The producers had an opportunity for some really delicious political machinations in this Mirror Universe, and they completely miss it. John Byrne, meanwhile, in his photo novella The Mirror Cracked, has more fun with the scenario, setting his tale in both universes and having the Mirror Universe Kirk slip into our dimension to wreak havoc on the USS Enterprise and hook up with some old adversaries. Byrne does have the same problem Star Trek Continues has in portraying the Mirror Universe in a suitably dog-eat-dog fashion. His storytelling is more comic-oriented with a cute but distinctly un-Trekkian ending. Not that that's bad, just different. And I think I would have preferred to see actual artwork instead of this photo montage stuff that takes images from the original series and reconfigures them to tell the tale, sometimes with completely new computer-generated settings. It's neat-looking, but feels awkward in places. The story's fun, though, and not a bad way of extending the original series universe, particularly for hardcore fans. You know who you are. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at CineFantastic Online. Check out what you missed by going over to cfqonline.com.